sometimes I don't make myself clear. Now, what, like, one of these that you pull out of your pocket like this.
Yeah,
on
the watch.
Yeah. Now, if you were talking about, say, 7:30 at night, instead of saying that that was 7:30, you might say, you know, if it's midway between 7 and 8, now you might call that. Would you ever say something like half past 7?
Yeah, that's the way I usually speak it, but I couldn't get to my mind.
Now sometimes, let's say a time like, well, let's say it was 7:45. Now, what might you call that? Instead of saying, well, it's 7:45, you might say, well, it's
quarter to eight.
Right, yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Well, now, if you were talking about your crop, you said, well, now, last year, we got a good crop, but I don't know if we'll get a good one
this year.
Right. Now, how old did you say you were?
I'm 81 years old.
Right. Now, I was going to ask you, you know, you were telling me about World War One when you wanted to go.
Yeah.
How old were you when?
Well, I was 22 or 23 years old.
Then, mm-hmm.
We had two children.
Uh-huh. Now,
I wanted to go. I felt it was necessary, and it hurt me bad. I hated to leave her and them children, but I know they'd get by somehow, and I felt like I had a share in helping with
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have been just free as a single young man in the town.
You wanted to do what you thought.
I wanted to do my duty to the country as soon as to my wife and children.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if I'd have got to the wind, I believe I'd have come back alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it with all your children.
I still believe it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I might have had to kill some other people, but all things are fair and war, the Bible tells us.
What they say. That's true. And, well, you know, talking about the weather, a day like today where the sky kind of overcast, what you might say, you look up in the sky and you see a lot of
clouds.
Right. Yeah. Now when you go outside and there's not any clouds and it's a real pretty day or something like that, you might go out and would you say that was a pretty day?
Yeah. I'd boost it pretty heavy. I'd say, beautiful morning this morning. Especially if I was wanting to work the garden.
Well, now, on the opposite kind of day, when it's all raining and looks like it's going to rain, what would you call that kind of day?
That's a gloomy day.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it's been real pretty, and then the clouds come in, and it's kind of, well, it looks like it's going to rain, you might say the weather is,
it's going to change.
Right. And now, if it's the opposite thing, it's been real cloudy and the clouds pull away and then the sun comes out, you say, then it looks like it's going to...
Yeah, it looks like it's going to clear up.
Right.
And have some fair weather.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're talking about rain and you got talking about a real heavy rain, it just lasts a little while. What do you call that?
Well, we call that a storm.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any wind with it, we call it a hurricane.
Oh. Now, what about the kind that's got all that thunder and lightning with it?
Well, now we call that electric storm.
Okay. Now, do you ever have very many bad winds around here?
Sometimes we do. About a year ago,